This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Train service from Union Station to the airport will be less frequent for most of October. RTD will cut A-line service down to every 30 minutes for about a month while they conduct repairs. The A-line is RTD's most used train, with more than 500,000 passengers in 2022 thus far. Colorado Springs City Council has approved a settlement of at least $100,000 with a woman who attended a Black Lives Matter protest in the summer of 2020. KRDO reports Tara Haddam filed a lawsuit after she says she was hit in the face with pepper spray by Colorado Springs police despite posing no threat to the officers. In February, the city settled a separate lawsuit with another protester. A Denver police officer was injured and another person is dead following a shooting in Broomfield Thursday. Denver police were investigating a homicide around 3 o'clock p.m. when they found the suspect in his vehicle. Broomfield police spokesperson Rachel Haslett says the suspect crashed his car and tried to steal another vehicle.
When that was not successful, that person, the suspect, the male suspect, left on foot and fired shots at the Denver officers.
Haslett says officers returned fire, killing the suspect. One Denver officer was shot in the neck and transported to the hospital. He is in stable condition and expected to recover. This is CPR and KRCC. This morning, this very hour, you're listening to The Takeaway. Coming up next, we'll learn about the increase in LGBTQ candidates, as well as candidates of color throwing their hats in this year's election ring. What could be the long-term effects of these races? Let's talk about it. Stick around for that. Right now in Colorado Springs, it is a fresh fall, 74 degrees. The high today will be 81.